Blog Talk Radio.
Madison Sexton, I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, and we will be recapping Game 2 of the College World Series tonight and previewing Game 3 tonight as Virginia just won their second straight game, taking revenge on Vanderbilt from last year's title. And Vanderbilt will try to avenge Carson Palmer's great start, and the winner takes all Game 3 of the College World Series. And our YouTube can be a part of the show if you call at 566-9999 or enter our at www.blogtalkradio.com. Also, if you'd like to get more involved in Inside MLB or have your business grow farther than it is right now, we offer radio advertising on the show. So please check out the link in the episode description. Please check it out. If you have business or anything, you want to enhance it, our show will definitely help you get to the next level. All right, so let's get started. On the same baseball history, 1947 at Coors Field, Jackie Robinson steals home in the Dodgers' 42 victory of the Pirates. It is the Brooklyn infielder's first thievery of the dish, something the rookie will accomplish 19 times for his career. Did you hear the sad news? Tito Fernandez tried to kill himself the other day by jumping in front of the bus. Luckily, it went right through his legs. Baseball joke for the day. South African player, DuPont at www.blogtalkradio.com/nlb. Game 3 in CWS. Big performances from a couple of unlikely sources and another shutdown relieved the home. The old reliable allowed Virginia to force a winner take all game in the College World Series. Surprise starter Adam Heath and Josh Ford combined on the shutout. Senior utility man Thomas Woodrow drilled in 2 months. The Cavaliers defeated Vanderbilt 3-0. For the second year in a row, these two teams will go the distance in the best of 3 finals. Will be playing for a second straight national title on Wednesday. Virginia will be looking for his first. Adam Hayes will rose to the occasion on the mound and just give us a high-quality start. Cavaliers coach Brian O'Connor said, Josh Spores did what he's been doing this entire tournament, grinding out the back half of the game. And this guy here, Woodrow. I don't know when the last time he started the game, but certainly he put some great turns on the baseball and played some great right field. Just total team effort. Woodrow started for the first time May 19th. We used Joe McCarthy had to move to center to take the usual spot of Paisley, who was on the mound for the first time since May 23rd. O'Connor called him a freshman because he's short of starting pitching bet. He had to hold back Brennan Waddle for a possible Game 3, which will now happen. Paisley worked in the position for his longest outing and turned over a scoreless game to score. Paisley gave up 4 singles, walked 3, and struck out 1 during his 71-pitch outing. I think it was a different kind of nerve than a regular game. When I'm playing in the field, Paisley said, playing some games here before the field, being out there and having playing time did help. Spores, who picked up his third career win in the CWS, has not an earned run in 27 consecutive innings. He was tested Tuesday, with Vanderbilt getting his fit off better on the 7th and 9th innings. The 9th was especially tense for Spores after Brian Reynolds singled and Will Totti walked. But Spores struck out Jaron Kendall, got Carl Ellison to fly out, and struck out Nolan Rogers to end the game. The whole game, they just battled, and they were able to get my pitch count up to Spores, who won for the third time in this CWS. I was trying to get out of it. If it's forward, I wasn't going to get upset. I wanted to get this game over with and get the bullpen as much as possible. Vandy coach Tim Corbett said Paisley was mostly a mystery to him and his distance. Best guy to enforce him, but he only had 10 appearances in 4 starts, Corbett said. Usually he's a reliever. He comes into a situation like that and stops a good offensive team. We really didn't do much against him. You have to give a lot of credit to a kid like that being on the mound at the CWS for the first time. Virginia broke through against Vandy starter Phil Pfeiffer for 3 unearned runs in the 6th after he had retired the first 2 batters. Kevin Daugherty got on board after his grounder up the middle bounced off second baseman, and McCarthy reached one first baseman Xander Wheel couldn't handle a soft smash. Ernie Clement followed with an RBI to left, and Woodruff drove the ball in center for two more runs. The Cowboys scored a go-ahead run in the sixth inning or later in each of their nine NCAA tournament wins. Clement became the game with only 67 at-bats in his career, combined to go for 6-for-10 as the numbers 8 and 9 batters in order. It's definitely a little surreal for Woodruff, who went through before. The approach I take in practice is to treat it like a game. And everything is just like practice, the game slows down and you're confident in your abilities. Vanderbilt trying to turn the seventh school to win back-to-back national titles, the third to do it in the last 10 years. Virginia, with a win Wednesday, is the first Atlantic Coast Conference team to win the baseball national championship. Week 4,
all right, since we did a lot of previewing on Game 2 yesterday and we did recap Game 1 yesterday, so we're going to halt our Call to Arms series previewing for tonight since we pretty much did all we could do. We're going to move into Major League Baseball and the game that just concluded, and Marco Stardi took a perfect game into the eighth inning. I believe it was 7 2/3. But there's something more special about this. And Josh Donaldson, he went airborne into the stands to make a catch. And I mean, my words can't describe it, but you need to check it out. But I'll try to do my best, obviously, in my description. Blue Jays third baseman Josh Donaldson is likely to be a contender for catch of the year after he leaps into the stands, a la Derek Jeter. To catch a foul ball hit by the Rays' David DeJesus in the eighth, and challenges his 1-0 win over Tampa Bay in 12 innings on Wednesday. Reserving right-hander Marco Estrada's perfect game bid. One play later, though, Estrada's bid was broken up by Logan Forsythe in field single, which Donaldson barehanded the third first, but Forsythe just beat the throw, and the call was challenged and confirmed by instant replay. All right, so that's basically, because the game just concluded, crew is still taking notes on everything. And the game just concluded right before the show, so, I mean, those are always really good down. But now we're going to move into what happened last night with Jimmy Fallon at the Yankees game. And obviously, I mean, he's a Yankees fan, so it wasn't the best game for him with Michael Franco having 5 RBIs in back-to-back tonight's first time in franchise history. And the Phillies franchise is really forward. So for the fact that he did it is just fantastic. But we're more or less going to go with O'Neill, and he took a selfie. He was there to talk to Jimmy Fallon at the Yankees game, so he did. There was an abundance of New York icons in attendance at Yankees game to watch the Yanks take on the Phillies. Paul O'Neill, doing commentary for Yes, as usual. Jimmy Fallon, Lorne Michaels, and Rudy Giuliani were all taking in the game on Tuesday night, and by some baseball miracle, all 4 of them came together for one of the New Yorkiest voters in recent memories. Hold on. Let's back up. Because our romanticization needs explanation. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the camera panned to the Tonight Show host and the announcer Michael K. was dropped with an idea. Paul, can you do me a favor? Yes, O'Neill. Go down and ask Don if he'd be on, yes, TV show, center stage. O'Neill, ever intrepid and down for a challenge, accepted. So, between innings, I'm going to run down, and you're not going to believe I asked him. So I'll get a selfie with him, and I'll give you the answer. And you know there's no way he'd turn you down, he said. So is that a dare? Is that what you're doing? O'Neill asked. It was. So between the sixth and seventh innings, O'Neill was good on the dare. So he went down to the stands for Fallon, said to ostensibly ask for his presence on the stage, and, of course, to do the photo. But not just any photo, because sitting near Fallon, welcome Michael and Giuliani. He'll do anything. Okay, said if you watched O'Neill from the booth, he's like the little brother I never had. O'Neill, Fallon, Michaels, Giuliani, booth. Naturally, O'Neill was successful in his mission. He reported after he made his way back into the broadcast booth. He said, this is the greatest. You are amazing. We're going to move into the Astros' number 2 overall pick, Bregman, and the Astros. Mr. Hito was number 2 overall pick, so big sign for the Astros here. Playing T-ball at 5 years old, Alex Bregman turned an unassisted triple play. We thought that was weird, his mother, Jackie, said. The kid knows the game. Having been fucked with the number 2 overall pick in the 2015 MLB draft, Bregman landed at Houston's William P. Hobby Air for almost a week, and said he's agreed to a deal with the Houston Astros, fulfilling his dream and blazing a path his mother saw coming from an early age.
The car was not confirmed by the deal or that he signed. President City thinks he will be introduced on Thursday at Menomee Park prior to the Ashes of the Series opening game against Yankees at 7:15 Central. It's not an unfamiliar setting for Redmond. He played 3 games on the field as part of the 2015 Houston College Classic Hall at LSU. It was something I dreamed about when we came here this spring, Redmond said, of joining the Astros as an organization. Love playing here. Love the facility. Love everything. The field was amazing. I was really hoping that maybe I would be an Astro, and it ended up working out. One of 4 finalists for the Golden Spikes Award, Redmond flew to Houston from Los Angeles, where he attended the award ceremony. Upon landing, Redmond hoped that would be the last trip he makes. I can't let you just start playing baseball, Redmond said. That's all I want to do, is just play baseball. I'm ready to stop going everywhere and just settle down and start playing. Can't wait to get wherever I'm going. Not sure where that is yet, but I'm ready. Redmond was picked in the 29th round at Albuquerque, New Mexico Academy in the 2012 draft. Though a broken hand sidelined him for most of the senior season, he had informed MLB teams he would attend LSU unless he was selected in the first round. Redmond attended LSU from the number 30 to 55 of 30 teams that passed on him in the first round. Thinking back to that on Wednesday, Redmond couldn't have pictured a better outcome. It was the best thing that ever happened. The 3 years at LSU were the most fun 3 years of my life. Just to be able to say I did it and found a way to grind through those 3 years and get drafted, it's just the beginning now, ready to get to work. And when the shortstop puts his mind to something, his mother said it yields fantastic results. Baseball is his true love, Jackie said. When he loves something, he goes for it. All right, we're going to go now give you today's starting lineup, and it is cheap. I'm about to tell you today's starting lineup that has been made public by Major League Baseball's clubs. The lineup is not official until it's handed to the umpire. Additional lineups will be added as they come available. Detroit Tigers at Liberty News, 12:10 p.m. Eastern. Tigers, line first and playing center field, Roger Davis. 9-2 and playing second base, Ian Kinsler. 9-3 and being the designated hitter, Nick Martinez. 9-4 and playing left field, Ian Kinsler. 9-5 and playing right field, J.D. Martinez. 9-6 and playing second base, Nick Castellanos. 9-7 and playing first base, Andrew Roman. 9-8 and catching, Brian Holliday. 9-9 and playing shortstop, Jose Iglesias. And the starting pitcher for the Tigers, Buck Baum. For the innings, 9-1 and playing second base, Jason Kipnis. 9-2 and playing shortstop, Francisco Lindor. 9-3 and playing left field, Michael Brantley. 9-4 and designated hitting, Dave Murphy. 9-5 and playing first base, Carlos Santana. 9-6 and playing right field, Brandon Moss. 9-7 and playing catcher, Don Gooms. 9-8 and playing center field, Michael Bourne. 9-9 and playing third base, Giovanni Ursula. And starting for the Indians, Carlos Carrasco. Toronto Blue Jays at Tampa Bay Rays, 12:10 p.m. Eastern. The Blue Jays, 9-1 and playing shortstop, Jose Reyes. 9-2 and playing third base, Josh Johnson. 9-3 and playing right field, Jose Bautista. 9-4 and playing first base, Edwin Encarnacion. 9-5 and playing catcher, Deion Navarro. 9-6 and designated hitter, Russell Martin. 9-7 and playing left field, Chris Colabello. 9-8 and playing center field, Kemp Navarro. 9-9 and playing second base, Brian Goins. And the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays, Marco Estrada. The Rays, 9-1 and playing center field, Kevin Kiermaier. 9-2 and designated hitting, Joey Butler. 9-3 and playing third base, Evan Longoria. 9-4 and playing left field, David DeJesus. 9-5 and playing second base, Logan Forsythe. 9-6 and playing shortstop, Esteban Cabrera. 9-7 and playing right field, Brandon Dyer. 9-8 and playing first base, Jake Elmore. 9-9 and playing catcher, Kurt Casley. And starting pitcher for the Rays, Nate Clark. Philadelphia Phillies and New York Yankees, 1:05 p.m. Eastern. For the Phillies, 9-1 and playing center field, Leonard Beer. 9-2 and playing second base, Pedro Hernandez. 9-3 and playing first base, Michael Barranco. 9-4 and designated hitting, Brian Howard. 9-5 and playing right field, Dominic Brown. 9-6 and playing third base, Marcus Blanco. 9-7 and playing left field, Coach Cody Ashe. 9-8 and playing catcher, Colin Ruiz. 9-9 and playing shortstop, Freddie Galvez. And starting from the Phillies, also the Yankees, 9-1 and playing center field, Brett Gardner. 9-2 and playing third base, Chase Headley. 9-3 and designated hitting, Alex Rodriguez. 9-4 and playing first base, Mark Teixeira. 9-5 and playing right field, Carlos Beltran. 9-6 and playing left field, Chris Young. 9-7 and catching, J.R. Murphy. 9-8 and playing shortstop, Didi Gregorius. 9-9 and playing second base, Jose Perella. And starting pitcher for the Yankees, Yvonne Nova. Chicago White Sox and Minnesota Twins, 1:10 p.m. Eastern. The White Sox, 9-1 and playing center field, Adam Eaton. 9-2 and playing third base, Connor Gillespie. 9-3 and playing first base, Jose Abreu. 9-4 and designated hitting, Adam Roche. 9-5 and playing left field, Melky Brown. 9-6 and playing right field, Alicia Ayo Garcia. by a 7th-place shortstop, Alex Vermeer, by a 8th-place catcher, Kyle Flowers, by a 9th-place second base, Carlos Sanchez, the starting pitcher for the White Sox, is Chris Sale. Our time is going to break, but when we do come back, we will be going into much more things, including how Francisco Lindor and the Tribe overpowered the Tigers against the Tigers. The Orioles for first time since going on the ACL. And later, Hughes Abdul Sale as the Twins top Sox. You do not want to miss it, so please.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again.
First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you
MLB. Now we're going to go into recapping the Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Indians game as the Indians go on to rout the Tigers 8-2 today. Carlos Carrasco with the win, he signed 60, and Farmer was lost, he moves down to 0-2. Lindor breaks out to help Tribe top Tigers. Francisco Lindor reached four times launch, the first time over his career, leading Cleveland to a big win over Detroit. Indians top prospect Francisco Lindor stole the show.
reaching his 4th home run, his first career home run to help Cleveland jump on Detroit's emergency starter Buck Farmer in an 8-2 victory on Wednesday afternoon at Progressive Field. Starting in place of Justin Verlander, who was scratched with mid-back sticking, Farmer allowed 5 runs on 8 hits and 2 walks in 5 1/3 innings, while striking out 7. The 24-year-old right-hander owns an ERA of 11.02 over 22/3 career innings, looking at the record. Cleveland started Carlos Carrasco, which officially passed through a Miguel Cabrera-less Tigers lineup, cruising through 8 innings while allowing just 2 earned runs on 5 hits and a walk. He struck out 7 batters, and his pitch count exceeded 15 in just 2 of the same frames. The only damage against Carrasco came on a 2-run homer by J.D. Martinez, the 17th, following a double by Yoenis Cespedes. The win improves Carrasco's record to 9-6, establishes a new career high in wins for the 28-year-old. The Indians had won just 1 of their previous 7 games against the Tigers, and just 5 of their previous 25 at home. Moments that matter. Kipnis sets record. Indian second baseman Jason Kipnis set a new Progressive Field record with a single in the 3rd inning, extending his home hitting streak to 28 games. Michael Brantley previously held the longest streak by an Indians player at 19, and Kipnis surpassed Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrews, who held the overall record. Kipnis later came out and scored. His hit sparks the 13 round that called the Indians rolling. Lindor Mania. Lindor tracks onto the Indians' 5th inning by slugging his first career home run on an 0-1 former pitch. He is batting from the left side of the plate and deposited the pitch just over the right center field wall. Lindor also used his first career walk first. Single in the 3rd inning, a baseless loaded walk in the 6th. Rally stalled. Tigers missed a chance in the early lead when they couldn't drive Andrew Romine to 3rd base with nobody out in the 3rd inning. Thwarted by Rajay Davis, double play. Detroit finally got on the board in the 7th with Martinez on run. But missed a chance for more when the Indians finally pulled off the hot team Romine, who hit into an inning-ending double play. What's next? For the Tigers. The Tigers began a 10-game homestand with a Thursday matinee, welcoming the White Sox for a 1:08 p.m. Eastern start as part of a 4-game series at Comerica Park. Alfredo Simon, 7-4, with 3.29 ERA, will try to rebound from his rough start last weekend at Yankee Stadium when he takes the mound opposite Carlos Rodon. For the Indians, after an off day, the Indians traveled to Baltimore, began a 10-day road trip by taking on Wyatt Chen and the Orioles. Corey Kluber, 3.65 ERA, will start the series opener at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. Coming out a somewhat shaky out for the Brian Elfine Award winner, which he won a lot for earned runs in 7 innings to catch the day, which will be at a market regular season game line on MLB TV. Our guys, just here for the stretch. But when we do come back, we'll be happy to say something and also give you who was the winner for the day. Do not want to miss it, so please stay tuned in and enjoy today's next month. Now it's time to review the random play of the day. And it was Smithdale Tuesday. You can call in tomorrow at 516-666-9999. Or enter our time at www.boxrecruiter.com/MSNLB. Which are going to tomorrow be on the second overall person to win the random play of the day. Alright, it's time for say something. So, actually, something about the show is that it's nice games in the College World Series. And that's what predominantly I wanted to talk about today. And I mean, I'm stuck if I want to root for. I don't think I want to root game, but I mean, so watch when? Because on one hand, Randy, I'm on one because
Carson Palmer had such a great start in his last career start for Vanderbilt, and he'll be doing all the workouts, probably having a great for them, kind of follow Chris Mills' footsteps. And I don't want to see back-to-back wins. I don't want to see Virginia do the revenge game, which is tonight. And I also want to see an ACC title and for Virginia win the first. Because the University of Pittsburgh, if you do not know, is in the ACC. We're based in Pittsburgh, so, I mean, that's another reason. And the ACC doesn't want to see tonight, it's 5-1, the first one. So, overall, I mean, it kills me to say because Carson Palmer, I love him. He's a great pitcher. I don't want to see Vanderbilt lose because he had such a great start. And Connor Jones had such an awful start. Not awful, but awful compared to Carson Palmer. I just don't want to see Virginia win, but at the same time, I do want the ACC team to win tonight. Let's go Wahoos, bring home their first title, and give the ACC their first title since Wake Forest in 1959. So go ACC tonight, Virginia. Moment. I would like to thank Jason Sands, woken up for this planning and production of Inside MLB. MLB.com decisions for stats used on the show tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the new edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the senior FSM4, and I'll be on Twitter. My name is Betsy Fick, and my partner is Will Lacquad. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com. Questions to say, have a great day. Before I leave you, please check out the link in the description. Whoever's listening right now, please check it out. I'm begging you. It will greatly help you, whoever you are, in every way, shape, and form. All right. Please have a fantastic game. Watch college football tonight, 8 p.m. ESPN. You do not want to miss it. Although, I'll be watching Garrett Cole go for the Pirates for some of it. But also, do not miss games through the college football tonight. Winner takes all. Virginia trying to win their first title ever, and Vanderbilt trying to win back-to-back. It is David versus Scott, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, ESPN.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and we're small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established the